This is 7AD, time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
All right, so you're getting into a bit of Charles Dickens today.
Yeah, Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was the age of wisdom and the age of foolishness.
Well done.
If you're wondering why I'm quoting Dickens from A Tale of Two Cities, is because that famous opening paragraph struck a chord with me in regards to something that happened last week. Two similar occurrences with two vastly different outcomes. We had a call last week from a fellow on the northwest coast of Tassie who wanted to help to try and chase up a warranty on a failed solar inverter that was on an eight-year-old solar system. And I said, sure, tell me the story and I'll see if we can help. Basically, he'd bought a solar system with a reasonable quality components from a national solar seller. Still around, still selling solar. His documents supplied stated they'd given him a 10-year warranty on his whole system, including his inverter.
Uh-huh.
He read it out and it seemed to be pretty clear cut, Darren. Anyway, unfortunately, they were dodging his calls. They were not responding to his emails and effectively they'd ghosted him to avoid their warranty obligations.
Wow.
He asked if I could help him chase up the warranty with the manufacturer of the inverter. This is where it gets a little bit convoluted. The inverter in question only came with a 5-year manufacturer warranty and it was an 8-year-old solar system, so it was effectively out of warranty. In the event of an extended warranty being purchased, there would have been an extended warranty certificate, but none of that had been supplied, so I couldn't really take it any further with the manufacturer.
Right.
Yeah. So just as a side note, extended warranties are rubbish, and I'll talk about that another day. The warranty the solar seller had given him was their own in-house extended warranty.
Yep.
And he went with that one because it was a big mainland company. They offered him an in-writing full system 10-year warranty.
Right.
8 years later, he's chasing up that warranty, only to find out it wasn't worth the paper it was written on. The poor bloke was so incensed by this treatment, he wouldn't consider replacing the inverter, and he was actually going to rip the whole system off his roof.
Wow.
Yeah. So just as a side note, with entry-level inverters, we'd expect to replace that inverter around 3 times during the life of the panels, and higher-quality inverters probably only twice. The replacement inverter would have cost him around $1,500, fully installed, and it would have taken about a year to recover its costs. And all things being equal, should have made that client profit for another 9 years. But the poor bloke was feeling so let down by his original seller, he was having none of that.
Yeah.
Here's another story. Similar in happenstance, but a completely different outcome. We sold a SolarEdge system in 2011, purring like a kitten for over a decade. And the SolarEdge system notified us that it had developed a fault. And at the same time, the customer rang us as well, as he'd sent on his phone app.
Yeah.
This was a 10-year-old inverter. What happened next? Well, the SolarEdge inverter, as all SolarEdge inverters do, had a 12-year inverter warranty straight out of the box. We lodged the warranty case. It was proved the next day as they could interrogate the inverter remotely and see the fault, which backed up the photos and measurements we took on site.
Mm-hmm.
Another inverter was sent. It's been fitted. It's back up and running with minimal delay. This is the best bit. At no cost to the customer, and SolarEdge paid me for our time.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is why the best of times and the worst of times really hit home with these two contrasting customer experiences. So what can people do differently?
Shop local.
It is. It's so easy. Stay local is the first step. Mainland suppliers can promise the world, as they know from the outset, as once they have your money and you've made your purchase, they are never, ever coming back. Local suppliers like DMS Energy, we live here, we're part of the community, we have nowhere to hide if things don't go according to plan. We know we have to sell quality gear with reliable after-sales service to do the right thing by us and our clients. And in Tassie, as all good businesses know by now, you're only as good as your last job, and bad news travels fast. Stick local. Buy quality. Avoid the pitfalls of extended fanciful warranties that are really just a selling tool, not really an actual consumer guarantee.
Yeah.
DMS Energy, look, here to help you take the risk out of purchasing solar. We take it from being a punt to a rock-solid investment.
Mm.
When you purchase from DMS Energy, you take advantage of our experience and expertise, and that shouldn't be undersold. And our research and development of solar products, and it's all installed by in-house team of qualified and experienced electricians.
And also importantly, you can actually go to your place and have a look at gear working.
Yes.
Rather than just looking
exactly.
at a pamphlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we'll finish on our fun energy fact.
Of course.
Lightning
yep.
is 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun.
Hello.
And it can heat up the air to 30,000 degrees Celsius. And the energy involved in a decent strike is equivalent in energy to detonating about a ton of TNT.
One strike of lightning.
One strike.
Again, nature wins.
Exactly. Don't walk around with a metal rod in your hand in a lightning storm.
Thanks for that. DMS Energy on the Facebook, dmsenergy.net.au, 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, and on the phone, 1300 502 599. Did I get that right?
You certainly did. 1300 502 599.
Good-o. Catch you next week.
Cheers, Darren.